This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me this week is Dan Wilson, who is President of Asset Protection Associates, and he's a former president of our Safe Place Board. And welcome again, Dan.
Thank you, David. I'm glad to be here.
Last week we were talking about some of the responsibilities that employers have for keeping the workplace safe and what some of the options are. We talked about some legal options, perhaps a equivalent of a 50B order that the employer can actually take out if they're aware that there's a potential for violence. But let's talk about some of the other issues that employers can do. There's some things that you would recommend, I guess, for in-house education and that sort of thing that employers can also do.
Yes, we recommend that the employer feel free to discuss with the employee, the intended victim or potential victim, the nature of the problem. You can't very well defend yourself against the problem unless you understand it. This can be done through employer-employee interviews. Employer, if they have an employee assistance program in place, may refer the employee to the outside agency conducted employee assistance. We do emphasize, though, that employers should not put themselves in a position of advising the individual that they should leave a domestic situation. That's kind of crossing over the line there. But there are other agencies, such as Safe Place, that are available that can also be used as a resource by employers in this area.
So if you're an employer and you want some outside help, obviously Safe Place is a place where you could refer your employee. You could refer them to the local DSS office, perhaps, if you think that's appropriate. You could have them contact the police department and various things that they could do. What about training in the workplace? Would you recommend that employers, you know, just use some common sense approach and advise their employees of where to go and where not to go in dark areas and that sort of thing?
Yes, we do. And just like a normal workplace violence, if there is such a thing as a normal workplace violence situation, we sometimes say in the industry the best workplace violence incident is the one that occurs down the street or in some other company other than your own. But seriously, we recommend that employers be proactive and take steps such as educational programs to inform their employees what they can do. It's not unusual at all when we have an incident, when we respond to an incident, and we start interviewing other employees, that one of the first comments are, they knew it was going to happen. They knew something like this was going to happen. Employees know about it. They're the first line of defense.
And usually employers are very quick to train their employees on safe use of machinery and that sort of thing, but they don't often think of this other possibility where employees can get injured, and that's through some violent act of an individual who comes onto their site. As far as lighted areas and that sort of thing, do you advise employees to kind of take an inventory of what their situation is? And
absolutely. As far as lighting goes, we recommend that you be able to read a newspaper in the parking lot, for example. The lighting should be sufficient to read a newspaper if you had to. Look at your dark areas and see if lighting have to be improved in those areas. And in some cases, fencing, access control, alarm systems, duress signaling devices. Sometimes people refer to it as panic alarms, but the technical name is a duress signaling device that can be utilized to summon assistance. But bear in mind, many of these incidents are over with in less than 5 minutes. I think this one happened recently, I was reading about, was over with in about 3 minute time period. So there's a very little response time if the incident occurs.
And one of the things that technology has provided us with is cell phones, and almost everybody has one these days. And you know, one of the easy things to do would be to advise an employee, if you're going to go out to take out the trash or anything, make sure you got that cell phone in your pocket.
Absolutely, and be able to get to it. I don't know the number of times we've also encountered situations where someone, particularly a lady, will have to fumble for several minutes trying to find a cell phone buried in the bottom of her purse. So if you feel like you're going to need something like that, have it where you can use it.
And that about wraps up our program for today, and I want to thank Dan for being with us for the last couple of weeks, and it's been an interesting series, and hope to do it again sometime in the future. In the meantime, if you have questions or comments, call us at Safe Place. Our number is 765-4044. And I thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.